And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No-Show, the show that discusses New Thought metaphysics. New Thought, meaning a new way of thinking. Metaphysics, meaning to move beyond the physical, to do things differently, to look at life in another way and allow life to look back at us and give us the answers to some of the questions that we have. And in doing so, we move forward. And we recognize that we are, in fact, our brothers and our sisters' keepers. Keepers meaning supporters. Supporters meaning guides. Guides meaning those who decide, made a choice from the Latin word decere, that we decided to be a part of each other's experience. And in doing so, we become more than we ever could have been singularly. And so collectively and through the collective consciousness of spirit, we are where it is that we want to be, where we need to be. Good evening. My name is Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan, and welcome to Your No Show. We are so excited that you decided to spend a few moments with us this evening. And you had an awful lot of choices that you could have made. But yet, in spite of all of those choices, you decided to be right here on the No Show with us. And the phone lines have lit up. People are standing by to give us communication about the subject for this evening, because I'm going to be visiting on this No Show, again, the show about New Thought metaphysics, that is about how we are showing up in the world, how it is that we are allowing spirit, God, universal and personal principle, the God force to work through us in order to make things better for all of us. And this evening, I am pleased to have as my guest and my friend, Mr. Jeff Long. Mr. Jeff Long is the Minister of Music for the Unity Church on Reservoir Road in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he is a quantified and qualified musician. In other words, he's a bad dude. Jeff has opened for the Pointer Sisters, Smokey Robinson, Edgar Winter, and many, many, many more. He is, as he labels himself, a perpetual student of the art form and a professional musician extraordinaire. And I would not differ with that at all. We will discuss tonight the role of music not only in the New Thought Metaphysical Church, but also the impact of music from years and years and years ago, long before we came. And yet all of the various genres of music, jazz, rhythm and blues, hip-hop, and all of the various and sundry things that have come along, the happy song that Pharrell sings, and all of these other types of things that move us from within, stir up that is which is within us, which is what Paul was talking about to his son in the epistle. He was saying, what I want for you to do is to stir up that gift that is within you. Jeff is also a professional counselor, serving those who have had challenges with alcohol abuse, and he has been involved with 12-step programs for many, many, many years, both as a counselor and one who has had the personal experience with the 12 steps. You will hear it in his own words, how that, in fact, saved his life, and now he is busy in saving the lives of many other people. We have so many talented people already on the line with us this evening to talk about this subject of New Thought metaphysics and music and life in general. And we are going to open the phone lines in a little while to talk about all of that. But while you have a chance, go ahead and text your friends. Tell them that they may join us at 347-838-9142 on the No Show, and they immediately have to press 1. And that will let us know that they are standing by to make a comment or to ask a question or to do any of the things relative to participating in this show, because that is what this show is all about. We are participatory participants in this game of life. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote a book a while back, The Game of Life, and how to play it, how to play it from the metaphysical perspective, how to play it from the focus of life and love and goodness and grace and peace and energy and all of the good things that are open to us once we allow Spirit to join us. Jeff Long, good evening, sir. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Matt. Good to hear your voice always.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Welcome to the No Show. You are not a stranger to the No Show. This is not your first, not your second or third. You have been on this show many, many, many times, and we are so pleased that you decided to come back and share with us again. Want to know how things are going over there in Little Rock, Arkansas, at the Unity Church on Reservoir Road. Jeff, what's going on? What's hot? What's cooking? What are you doing differently? And how are things showing up in the world through Jeff Long?
Well, things are going really smooth. I know you were out there a couple of weeks ago. There's a few of our brothers and sisters out there have been facing various health challenges with the flu, and I had a little dose of it myself, but one of the ways I look at that is it's just a loving coach is telling me to take it easy, so that's one way of getting me to slow down a little bit. But our membership has begun to burgeon a bit, and from what I understand, speaking of all things internet and latest technology, we're going to be doing live streaming from the church hopefully by March.
Excellent.
We've got a really knocked out music team put together now, a bunch of different vocalists, all kinds of them. Any of your male listeners out there, if nothing else, we would always invite anybody and everybody out to Unity Sunday mornings at 10:30. But if there are any male listeners that share Y chromosome, you and I, we could use a tenor or another baritone on the singing team because it's me and six women.
I love
my sisters out there, but sometimes it's like herding cats. But all in the day's work.
That's a good thing. Well, Jeff, we want to talk about the impact and the importance of music as it relates to being a cohesive unit that brings people together regardless of where it is that they are, brings them together regardless of what their backgrounds are, makes them all feel at one, met with each other, and then on one accord. And I know that that is one of the things that you do in your music. I am pleased to share with you that there's another gentleman on the line with us, and I'm going to bring him now. And now as well, Mr. Al Lockett, are you on the line with us, Al? Good evening. Al may have put us on hold there for a minute, and if so, that's okay. I'll come back to him in a minute. But what I want to do is to bring Al in so he can also talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on with him that are happening in his musical sphere, because you, Jeff, and Al did a really fabulous piece there at that church, and I know that both of you want to talk about it. Let me see if I can, hit this button and see if that brings Mr. Al in. Stand by with me just a moment. And let me see here. Stand by, guys. We're having a few interesting observations from the other side, from the spirit realm. They're having so much fun. We've got so many people on the phone with us right now that they're just having a really, really, really good time. And I wish they wouldn't have quite that good a time, because it's making it much, much more challenging for me along the way, but that's okay. We're going to work with it until we get it where it is that I want it to be. You know, all that we always do, ladies and gentlemen, is we take whatever is given to us and we work with it, because just by having that, what we learn is that that is what Spirit wants for us to have. And so in having that, then we are able to move forward and to do some things in a way that we would not have done them otherwise. I want to see if I have Al Lockett on the podium with us. Al, can you hear me? Well, I tell you what, Al, are you there? Okay, he apparently can't hear us right now. So let me move forward again, Jeff, and ask you to share with us what are the things that you are doing at the Unity Church and in your musical sphere to inculcate or bring people in and have them know that whether you are playing rhythm and blues, jazz, bebop, hip-hop, or whatever, that the Spirit of God is what is moving you and moving them and making us all at one minute. What are you doing, Jeff?
Well, one of the things we've been doing for a long time now, we do have a regular hymnal out there in Unity, International Unity Church, in the Unity, I dare say I almost don't want to call it a religion, we'll say the Unity Movement, part of the whole New Thought Movement, has a hymnal. But what we do is we like taking popular songs and tweaking the lyrics a bit to have them reflect a more spiritual message as opposed to maybe a romantic message or some other type of social or mainstream social message that might be in the lyrics. For instance, this Sunday, Reverend James is going to be talking about we've talked about integration and all things integration at the beginning of the year and how we, and along the lines of what you've been talking about, weave the challenges in our life into ultimate good and how we make these things and render them being blessings by going ahead and walking the path. So we've taken the song Up Where We Belong from the some Richard Gere movie, An Officer and a Gentleman. And we have unitized the lyrics to that because part of his message this Sunday is going to be about flying and soaring and so forth. So that's what we have done with that song. We didn't have to change it very much, but it was a pleasure to work with it because one of my childhood heroes, speaking of rhythm and blues, a fellow by the name of Joe Cocker recently made his transition in the last few weeks. And I've always sort of patterned my vocal style after Joe a little bit between Joe and Pickett are a lot of my big vocal influences. So that's the kind of stuff that we do. We also write a lot of original music to reinforce the themes of unity itself and basically spiritual growth and spiritual development.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Awesome. There's another young man on the line with us, and his name is Brother Carl, and I want to bring Brother Carl in. Brother Carl is at my home church in Maryland, in Bowie, Maryland, there with Butch Mosby and Pam and Patty. Carl, are you on the line with us, sir? Good evening.
I'm here, Reverend Robert, and I'm here primarily as a listener and a learner because I've been trying to understand more fully my attraction to music and understand the effect that music has always had on me. Mm-hmm. And I was pleased to kind of experience the transition into New Thought metaphysics that music became even more meaningful to me in my life, or at least became more understandable because I began to understand it at its metaphysical level.
Uh-huh.
And so I began to feel even more. I had always felt music. I'm not a musician, can't carry a tune, as they say, but uh-huh. have always loved it and have always felt that I understood it and have always been pleased by it. And okay. I began to understand how connected it is with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Almost no
mm-hmm.
matter what type of music I listen to, I can feel the movement inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came to look at it as the rhythm or the rhythms of our lives.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I experience music.
Mm. You know, an interesting point is brought to my mind as you say that, Brother Carl, because I remember times in my life relative to music in my life. And I don't know if it was so much that the impact of whatever it was going on was so either positive or challenging that then whatever was associated with it, that being music in many instances, then became a part of that whole either celebration or pity party or challenging opportunity. But I know that music to me always uplifts and or allows me an opportunity to think back upon certain things in my life that have happened, and especially with gospel music, because for so long, as we all know, gospel and rhythm and blues came out of a struggle, a people's struggle, the African-American struggle specifically, and because of that struggle, there were words tied with music and lyrics, and some of those were based upon people wanting to get away and not for others to know that they were trying to get away. Swing low, sweet chariot. Yeah, right. Wasn't talking about going to heaven or anything like that. I was talking about going to freedom, getting the hell out of Dodge in the South and moving forward into a new space and a new place that would allow us to blossom and bloom and for our children to be okay in that process as well. So a lot of it, a lot of music has that element in it to me in this day. Carl, thank you so much. I want you to stand by, if you will, because I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. I want to see if I've got Al Lockett there. I thought I had him a moment ago, and just when I thought I had him, he seemed to have slipped away, but that's okay. I'm pretty good at catching people. I know, Jeff Long, I also have a vocalist on the line with us, Miss Carrie Kelly, who is a permanent fixture on the No Show as well, as my friend out of my other friend out of California, Miss Tendai, who is always welcome to grace the podium with us. But Carrie is a very talented lady who has a phenomenal voice and musical abilities, and I just want to see if maybe Carrie can share a little bit with us in terms of how she has been impacted by music and how she then allows that music in her to impact. Carrie, are you on the line with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you.
All right.
What are your thoughts relative to the question I just posed?
Well, the music in my life has been what I would say my saving grace, you know, because I could get lost in a song. Like, just start singing, and the next thing you know, hours go by, time flies by, and, you know, I'm still singing. I used to put my head, like, trying to a container over my head so that the acoustics would, you know how, I don't know how to explain this, but I wanted the acoustics to surround me, so I put a bucket over my head so I could sing, and the music would just surround me. And so now what I get is, you know, people want to hear me sing. I just went to a speaking engagement. I was supposed to be doing a speech, but it felt like I wanted to sing, so I started singing, and I got a standing ovation. And I like to change words to different songs just to give me, you know, a little more relatability to it. So, you know, that's the way that I have managed to you know, work with the music. But it's a God, it's a given, my gift, it's a given gift to me that I sing, because it showed up when I was about 7 or 8 years old in the little kids choir, and I thought I was just doing what everybody did until everybody got all excited about me and what I sounded like. I was basically mimicking what I heard other people singing.
Right. Thank you. That's awesome. I love that. I love that. Jeff, what comes to your mind when you hear Carrie say those types of things, and how, as you, as a director of ministry and music for specifically the Unity Church, and as the lead band player down on President Clinton Boulevard at a wonderful place that you will tell us about. And I'm assuming that you're not playing This Little Light of Mine down there, Jeff. So how does that and all of this that has just been said impact your abilities to move around and interact with people in such a way that they get what they need to get from your music?
Well, I could really relate to a lot of the things that Carrie was talking about. As a real little fella, I got next to music real early on, 3 and 4. I'd get some of my mother's classical records out and would drive her nuts. I'd play the most modern ones and turn them up as loud as I could get them, even as a young child. It might have been Stravinsky, but I wanted it at rock and roll volume. And basically, music pretty much in a lot of fundamental ways saved my life, but most emphatically, it kept my spirit intact during parts of my long, dark journey during my 20s, which you and I have shared about extensively about that relating to addiction and recovery from addiction. But it's such a fundamental positive thing, and one thing that I think we don't do often enough these days, and you and I, of course, in a lot of ways, we make our living with a spoken voice. But there is a whole lot of really good instrumental music out there that I think people need to try to give that a listen. And it seems sort of like we've lost some of that, that everything has got to be tied to some kind of lyrics now. And I love good lyric writing, as you know. But I think just the sheer noise itself. And music is everywhere, Mac. I came home tonight, as usual, my buddies in the neighborhood, my canine fellow mammals, all up and down my block, barked at me. But I've gotten it, and God turned me on to this just a few weeks ago. They do that, and I'll start to howl, and those rascals will start howling, and we have a regular symphony right out in the yard. So I'm the type of person, I think music surrounds us all at all times. It's wonderful when we can manipulate it as human beings, but nature, animals, the old Unity Church building out on Reservoir Road, I love being in there when there's a gentle rain and that building will creak and pop, and it's almost like it's got a set of drums built into the awnings out there. So it's vibration, and as most spiritual texts will tell us, that vibration is the fundamental force of everything, and music, of course, is based on that, and it's a specific sonic vibration related to air and so forth. But I wouldn't be talking to you were it not for the positive, wonderful force of music, all types, all genres. But my early heroes were pretty much rhythm and blues guys. I started off as a kid with, like everybody my generation, Beatles and Stones, but to their everlasting credit, the Stones were always real honest about what their roots were, and their roots were Muddy Waters, and Chuck Berry, and Otis Redding, and I discovered all the great Memphis talent, and I grew up in the shadow of Memphis. So that's my basic fundamental place. And I want to say one more thing with Dr. King's birthday coming up. I've written a song called Different Shades of Brown, and it's based on the heroic struggle of African Americans during the terrible slavery period and a good bit of time after that, and how the force of music kept this whole many generations of people alive to now, where that music is the dominant musical genre in the world. And it's not just R&B and hip-hop. Country music, everything owes it to that. I mean, you can you can see Louis Armstrong as Frank Sinatra's daddy. And it's just how it works. And I discovered that early on, in part because a lot of the British invasion bands were honest enough to say, this is where we're coming from. We didn't dream this up on our own. We got this from great rhythm and blues musicians in the United States.
Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to invite guests like Jeff Long to come and share with us how it is that they are showing up in the world. And not only how it is that they are showing up, but what impact is that having on the collective consciousness of all of us to move us forward and help us to care more one for the other, to be more beneficent beings who show up caring about somebody besides self, and to then change the key of singing in high C, you know, the me, to we and to us.
Yeah,
and in doing that, then we bring everyone in and we sing on the collective key of oneness and beauty and love and joy and healing, and it is exciting to do so. This is the No Show, the show on the Renford Broadcast Network, and I'm going to tell you in a few moments about other phenomenal programs that we offer here. And we are just so pleased that you decided to talk with us and to be with us and to show up and show out right here on the No Show. Tonight we are visiting with Jeff Long, musician and pianist and just great around all-time guy. And we are talking about the importance of music in our lives individually and in our collective lives. I want to see if I can catch up with Al Shaw. I'm still trying, Al Lockett. I'm still trying to catch up with Al and see if I can't bring him into this conversation as well. Al Lockett, are you there, my friend?
Excellent. Yes, I am.
This is good. This is good. You know what? If we stay with it long enough, Al, we make it happen. And I think that that is the lesson that Spirit has for all of us. The two of you have done a couple of things, a number of things at the Unity Church there. Of course, I was invited to speak there, and I did. And then I asked Jeff if he minded if friends of mine showed up and showed out, and he said absolutely not. And then Al Lockett came. And Al, tell us about your instrument. Tell us about what music means to you. You are a composer, a synthesizer. You bring all types of music together. You and Jeff did an awesome job there and made me really look good. People said, wow, did you hear that? And everybody said, yeah, wasn't that really great? And I assumed that they were talking about the message, but they were talking about the music. But I got over it. They were talking about the two of you. So, Al, share with us how it is that Spirit works with you to bring this music, these syncopated pieces, to you that you then bring to the world, please.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've been playing since, I guess, second or third grade, when I used to have to get to school early with your, they call it a flutophone. It really was a, what they call a recorder. And so I started out on recorder and moved to clarinet and then to baritone sax. And then when I played professionally, I played tenor, alto, soprano, and baritone sax, flute, and oboe. It was about the mid-90s when I got turned on to an electronic instrument called a wind controller, which is what I performed with and played. It was an instrument that I mastered over the years. And during that time, I was creating music for UPS and creating music for BMW and creating my own music. But I had been playing in the music ministry for about 12 years during that time prior to that. And so it is an instrument that allows me to be more than just an instrument. I can be any instrument or any sound and create any type of rhythm. And so I was no longer a saxophone player or a flautist, even though I still have my acoustical instruments, but it gave me a great deal of versatility and expression. One of the things I wanted to say about, and we were discussing music and the effect that it has on people, and during the time when I played, the group I played with was called Psalms, and we always played music that had a message in the lyrics and everything, but I play primarily music, and so within my music I try to create, I try to make people aware of introspection. What does the music make you think about, and how does it make you feel? And one of the things that people need to understand about music, it is one of the divine paths, divine spiritual paths. There are seven musical notes, and then there are variations of it. It's a part of the seven. There are seven colors, and then there are the variations of them. There are seven openings in the body. And then, you know, it's the part of the seven. And so music has a profound effect at the various levels in the body, at the physical level, at the intellectual level, and also at the spiritual level. And so you'll see various types of music and various chord structures and various rhythms that affect people. On the rhythmic part, it gets down into the physical part. And then, you know, I guess when you talk about the classical and you talk about some of the music with lyrics, you start to impinge upon the intellectual. But then there's another layer that starts to have you transcend the music, you know, because music can have a transcendental effect. And if you listen to some of the great musicians, you transcend when you listen. You're no longer there in that spot listening to the music. They transform you and transcend you into a whole other dimension, and that's the feature of music that I love, and that's what I love to create. I want to create, when I'm creating music, I want to create something that has a spiritual effect on it, and there are certain chords, and you notice some of the primitive cultures, they use pentatonic scales or five-note scales, and they're very spiritual scales. You hear it in Japanese music, you hear it in Indian music, and Jeff knows that. Jeff is an outstanding musician. I really enjoy, I just want to take the side to say this, I really enjoy playing with Jeff hanging out musically.
Absolutely. That's right.
Back
yeah,
at you,
Al. I appreciate your sharing that, Al, because you and Jeff made a fabulous team, and I know people had wonderful and wonder-filled things to say about your energy together. Jeff, I wonder what your thoughts are in terms of where music is going from here, and how do we inculcate, how do we bring all of the various is that a word? Let's see. I don't think so. How do we bring all of the various musical structures that are a part of our background, our history, our world, into where it is that we are now, and make us all one with that? How do we do that, Jeff?
Well, basically, Al articulated it beautifully just now, because it's fundamental, physical, mental, spiritual. And different aspects will appeal to different folks at different times. But another thing that Al touched on as well is technology has basically permitted a wholesale explosion of music. Whereas when you really think about it, our species probably 300 years ago spent most of our time in silence. And now we spend most of our time surrounded by noise. A good bit of is music. Not every form is going to be pleasurable to everybody. at least not immediately, but it's really interesting. It's freed, it, just as Al said, it's freed him up and given him an almost infinite variety of tone colors that he wouldn't have had access to as recently as 30 years ago. And that is, in balance, a good thing. It's like every other technological advance we've made. There's always some challenges that are going to be associated with it. But it's freed me up, too. It's being primarily a keyboard player, it's a lot easier to move a 30-pound synthesizer around than it is a 600-pound grand piano, for instance. And it can sound virtually the same. What I pray and envision for music to do with this, it will continue to work as a unifying social, political, and above all else, spiritual force. Mm-hmm. And it can raise people up. It literally, during my addiction, saved my life. Three things happened, all of which are the only times that I shed tears, all during the 70s, up to and including my father's death and funeral, which I was as dry as a rock. That was one was seeing Sammy Davis in Chicago. The other was John Williams' beautiful score for Close Encounters. And the other was listening to the music of a fellow by the name of Tom Waits, one of my favorite lyricists and folk singers, and a song specifically called Kentucky Avenue. Beautiful piece of music with beautiful, very much O. Henry-type surprise-ending lyrics, but just the man can paint pictures with words. And these are things that I want. I'm like, hell, I want to share this. I want this force. When I'm fortunate enough to write a piece of material or share a piece of material or interact with other musicians, I do want it to vibrate on sort of a higher plane. Now, sometimes down at Ernie Biggs in the River Market at 1 o'clock in the morning, it might be on a more physical, visceral level, but that's okay, too. That's all part of the package. So I want us to continue to go forward, and people, if there's anything about it, I think there's such a wonderful variety of songs and genres out there. I really think that we owe it to ourselves to explore all of them and not just have one particular type of variety that you listen to. I mean, Al mentioned, you know, there's seven colors and seven fundamental tones, at least in Western music. Why just limit yourself to one genre of music when there's basically an infinite variety out there? And I love discovering new material and new things.
Excellent. I love that. Jeff, I want for you to share with people where they might connect with you if you have an email address or a website that you'd like to share where people can hear some of your music, where they can contact you for personal invitations. It is my understanding that you have portable piano and will travel are able to go all across the globe doing what Spirit has for you to do. So please share with us. You mentioned Ernie Biggs, but I want you to tell the people again the address for that location and when they might find you there. I want for you to talk about other types of things and how they can specifically get a hold of you to book you, and I know that you also travel with a talented female vocalist by the name of Mary Kay Clark, and where they might hear the two of you. You were playing at the Savoy restaurant in Little Rock, one of the premier establishments in Little Rock, even last year, and are doing some more wonderful things, and looking forward to that. So, Jeff, where can people get a hold of you?
Well, right now, the public jobs I'm doing other than the church, and I would love anybody and everybody, especially Al, to drop by Unity Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we have a rip-roaring good time there and also have a wonderful, positive spiritual message for folks. But Sunday nights, generally 2 to 3 times a month, I will still work Sunday nights at Ernie Biggs. That's right in the heart of the River Market District. It's what's known as a dueling piano bar. The shows are usually entertaining, pretty high energy. The humor can get a little bit on the blue side from time to time, somewhere between Jerry Seinfeld and Red Fox. And that's all part of nightlife, as you know. But it's all in good fun. Right now, in terms of websites, as you know, we're working on some projects, about to get a new website under construction because a lady that I was working with for a long time, we no longer work together. And that website was predicated on our relationship. So we're working on that. There's some original things online. Jeff Long Music on Facebook has got a few videos of some things Mary Kay and I've done together. Also, as you know, I went through some pretty serious health challenges last year, but I'm up and at them now, feeling a lot better by God's grace and the wonderful intervention of friends like my good buddy Reverend Mac. And I'm basically at 100% or better. So we are in the process of trying to book many other public venues around town.
Absolutely. And is there a phone number or an email address where people can reach you, Jeff?
Yeah, basically the email address is 9 characters followed by at AOL.com. And the 9 characters are G-I-G-S, pronounced gigs, 4, as in the numeral 4, D as in David, A as in Andy, Y, S as in Sam. So gigs 4 days at AOL.com. And the phone number at this point, other, of course, than some others that my manager might provide, I'm just using my personal cell phone, which is an Austin area code. So that number is 512-914-7981.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. And we know that people will be able to hear your music in the next month when you come back on again, because I'm wanting to have a couple of the pieces that you and Al are going to do together. I don't know if you all knew that you were about to, but you are. So,
I had a feeling about that. Well,
yeah,
if I may be
right,
so bold, you're going to have some part in some of these projects too. So,
it is certainly my pleasure. But I want to have a piece that we can share with people on our next program together, and I've talked with you about that, Jeff, and of course I've spoken with Al about that and others, so we look forward to making that happen. Right now what I'd like to do is go to California and see if Miss Tendai is available. Tendai, are you on the line with us? Do you hear my voice, my dear?
I can hear your voice. Can you hear my voice?
Well, that's what's key, whether or not I can hear your voice. And whether you are on the line with me or not, girl, I always hear your voice. You always make your voice heard, and I appreciate that. Tendai, good evening. Welcome to you and your friends from Oakland, sunny California. We are so pleased that you are here and visiting with us. Of course, as many of you already know, Tendai was my sidekick for a number of shows here on the No Show. And then when she decided to kick me to the curb, she brought Carrie in. So I can't complain very much at all. So I'm appreciative of that. But Tendai, you have a lady that's about to be on my program. And this is a show about music and the impact of music to move, to stir, to change, to cajole, and to make things different. Can you talk a little bit about the lady that's coming up, I believe, next month on my program?
Oh, good.
I'm excited about hearing her, and then we will be excited about getting her here to the South to interact with these talented musicians and folks that we have here. Tell us about her.
Yeah, that's my pleasure to speak about Miss Brannis McKenzie, who is the Minister of Music at Heart and Soul Center of Light in Oakland, California. Yes, and she is one of the most fabulous women that I know, just as a person, as a spiritual being, and her musicianship is excellent, with a beautiful history and experience of working with Harry Belafonte and Mary McCabe and other such folks, and just continues to minister through her voice, and having been a member of the choir, if I may just say, at Heart and Soul for the past 5 years, we just celebrated our fifth anniversary, it has been uplifting for me and life-saving. I'll go on to say life-saving. But primarily what I love about what Brannis teaches us is the ministering, which you all are talking about, of music. And the voice that we use is the voice of spirit. And as we move ourselves out of the way and allow that spirit to come through, the voice is beautiful no matter what the training might be. Of course, there's always the training aspect that is important. But she's a fabulous woman. She's funny. She's beautiful. I love her. She is loved by many. And she, you know, but, you know, the other thing is, she, as Jeff and Carl were speaking, does many, many genres, not just the gospel or what is called religious music, but what I'm listening to and hearing what you all talk about is the same thing that Brannis is involved in. And I know that she will add light to your show when she comes on, and I'm surely going to be there and hope you all are also.
Well, I know I will. And I have no doubt that many, 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 many others will as well. I appreciate you, Tendai, for being who it is that you are and how you show up in the world, and we are looking forward to that. Thank you so much for that contribution.
Thank you.
I want to bring you back for a moment, Carl, in Maryland, and just ask you, with all of the talented musicians that you all have in that area, and what are the genres of music that are played in the churches there? Because many of us always wonder, at least I do, as I travel around the country teaching metaphysics and new thought, I wonder, how is it that the music is impacting the people? So, Carl, what is the genre of music that is played up and down that area of the East Coast, and how do people relate to it?
I can answer that, but I first have to go back to what I said at the entry, and that is I'm here to listen and learn more, and I have been listening to these wonderful musicians that you have on the show and just enjoying it so much from every perspective that they've come from. I have lots and lots of musician friends, and they're all great and wonderful people, every one of them. And they all are far more enlightened and intelligent than one would think just meeting them when they come as just plain folks to us. And they're just marvelous people. I think here in this area, what I've seen mostly in the Unity churches are the other New Thought churches where they have music. Some still don't. Not on a regular basis anyway. But where they have music, I think I have been seeing, and I think Brother Long mentioned this earlier, I've been seeing an entry, sort of a smooth transition of some of the older, almost spiritual hymnals, seeping in, and the gospel sound seeping into what would be called the Unity Songbook, and that is getting more prevalent at each of the churches. I usually attend one, and it doesn't give me much of an opportunity to visit around, but that is what I see when I'm exposed to some of the other Unity and New Thought churches.
Excellent.
It's always a blend.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. It is always a blend. And ladies and gentlemen, I am, again, so grateful that you decided to stop by this space and this place on your dial, whether it is by telephone, on the World Wide Web, or if you are tuning in from other spaces and other places. This is the Radio by Renford RBR Network show. This is The No Show, the show about how it is that you are showing up in the world, what you are getting from the experience of having been where you were before, what you are getting from the experience of being where it is that you are now. We offer a plethora of phenomenal shows. I'm going to give you just a few. The Night Search Show at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesdays is hosted by Eddie Middleton from Memphis, Tennessee, and Justice Abney from Orlando, Florida. On Wednesdays, we offer, you know, one of them, The No Show at 7 p.m., hosted by some turkey named Robert McMillan. And it's hosted usually from Little Rock, Arkansas, and other places as well, wherever it is that I happen to be at that time. We specialize in the New Thought Movement, and you know that already. The moderator is Rhonda Harrison, and I'm so grateful for her continued support. After this show at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, all of our shows, by the way, are offered at the Central Standard Time. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is offered by James Renford Powell. James Powell and I went to a church on Saturday afternoon to hear about coming together under the umbrella of religious freedom. How do we maintain our religious freedom? And that was a phenomenal program. And I'm going to have some of these folks on my show coming up. So you have to stay tuned to hear about that. We had Muslims. We had gentlemen and women from all walks of life. Christianity was represented. The Sikhs were represented. Everybody was represented, and everybody got to play a significant role in sharing how it is that they thought we could all get along together. And I'm excited about that. That's what I'm about. That's who it is that I am and how I am trying to show up in the world and wanting to do that through this vehicle that we call The No Show. So again, though, I want to talk to you about the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, 8:30 p.m. tonight. All right, on the Thursdays, the Progressive News Weekly Show at 5:30 p.m. is hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. And that program has people like my good friend out of Washington, D.C., Mr. Dick Gregory. And it is also co-hosted and moderated by Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. So we have phenomenal shows available for you. I want to tell you about the Searchers Roadmap show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time on Friday, hosted by Rhonda Harrison, my moderator. Okay, and that is a phenomenal program on healing as well. So please go up online, check it out, see what your thoughts are relative to all of the things that are going on, and make certain that you set aside time. That's one of the things we talk very little about. But, you know, this is important time that we are spending together. And with all of the lights that are lit up on my board right now, we should have 100,000 more people trying to get in to talk about conversations like this, where we all come together as one to talk about how it is through music in this particular case, through poems, poetry, through healing, through whatever the venue might be, how is it that we can come together to make this space and place better when we leave than it was when we came? And so I know that you all are interested in that. I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but in this case, the choir gets to take that message and share it with so many others. And programs like this that are available not only now while we are speaking, but even after we leave here, because you can go up for all of you who are on my list, who are on my subservient list that get this information you may pass it on to others and have them take that link, go up and listen again and again and again. Jeff, I want to come back to you and ask you, what are your plans in the three or so minutes that we have left? What are your plans to take your musical talent out in the world even more? How is it that you see this thing showing up? Because we're in the New Thought metaphysical churches. We don't just do occasional gospel there. We do Broadway, we do hit musicals, we do R&B, we do soul, and so forth and so on. So how do you see this musical genre moving forward to enlist the young people, bring the older generation together with them, reach back to those of us that are consider ourselves to be in the middle cycle of life and others? What are your thoughts on that, Jeff?
Well, Mac, as I said, we have a very talented music team out at Unity right now. Many wonderful singers. I recently wrote a new Christmas song. I guess it won't be appropriate till maybe 11 months from now, give or take. But you're going to be downloaded a copy any day now, done by a phenomenal 18-year-old young lady. And she's just absolutely named Ariel. And she's just one of the many gifted singers that we have out there right now. So one of the things we're doing with my good friend Randy McDonald, out at Arkansas Pro Recording. We're going out there and recording some original things, some different demos, and we're also in the process of videotaping some things, like we said, at church. So I'm really looking to this year to be able to share a lot of these things, hoping it'll be a wonderful cultural, spiritual, psychological force for radiating God's wonderful, loving light into the world as best we can. And that is always, even in my darkest moments, I can look back now. I have, as you said, the mid part of life. I have the luxury of being able to see the hand of Spirit working all through those things. And music is such a wonderful, obvious way that force works.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
delighted and grateful that my higher power in Spirit has chosen to use me in this fashion.
Absolutely. And one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to know is that Jeff is a phenomenal addictions counselor, because Jeff experienced that himself. And so when he talks to people, he is talking to them experientially. He's talking to them not about what someone read about in a book and then said this might work. He is telling them what has worked and what did not work in his life, and he sings that in his music and in his songs. And so that is what makes Jeff Long the individual that he is. I thank you all so much for being with us. Next week, we're going to talk about spiritual awareness through meditation, music, and message with me, Robert J.V. McMillan. So I want all of you to come back. You're going to hear some of Jeff's music in there. You're going to hear some of Al's music in there. You're going to hear me doing a meditation with my good friend Steph Skajari from Maryland, and some other pieces. So please put it down right now to come back. Jeff, I appreciate you so much for being here. I thank you so much. All of the folks that were a part of this experience, it could not have been what it was had you not been here. And that is what's important. Go up online, folks. You can pull this down, save it to your computers, and share it with other people that need to hear this message as well. We appreciate your coming and being here, and we know that by being here, you chose to do some things that otherwise you would have been able to do elsewhere. And because of that, we value who it is that you are. This is The No Show. My name is Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan, and next week we will do the same thing all over and over and over again. The cast will be different. The songs will be different, but I assure you that the intent will be the same. Go forth and make this the best day of the rest of your life. It is your choice, and it is up to you. God bless. Take care. We'll see you. Thank you all. See you now. We're out of here.